Pete in Arizona.
Oh, I am the king of the rangers. No ties or fetters have I. No walls of the house mar my vision, for I live out under the sky. For wide open space is my doorway, the stars are my lamps overhead. And when I grow tired and weary, I use saddle and grass for my bed.
Oh, get, oh, get along, old horse, your hoofs beat out a song. We'll ride the ranges ride all morning, noon, and night. With the yip and the eye, the roan will fly, will laugh at danger. Steady part your duty must perform. We'll guard, we'll fight to keep the ranges right, for we are the king of the border.
The boss told me to inform you roughnecks to get slicked up and have lots of good music ready for our friends.
I wonder what kick the boss gets out of showing us off all the time.
Well, when he has such sweet cowhands as you, Shug, why shouldn't he show them off?
You know, Curly, there's just two things in this world I'm powerful thankful for.
What's them?
That I ain't got your bow legs and your nasty disposition.
Here, you two, yearlings, stop your picking on each other and grab them guitars. Because if the boss rides in here with our friends and there ain't no welcoming music, he's liable to have dynamite serve gunpowder in the pepper shaker.
Yeah, and dynamite would do it, too. Heave to, hide, Jason.
I calls welcome home.
Hello, boys.
Hey, Jack, these folks have come a fur piece to hear you fellas warble some good old western tunes. What have you got in your old stew pan?
Boss, a whole kettle full of the pick of the herd.
Well, that's promising news, and what might your first one be?
Little Green Valley.
Oh, a grand old tune. Well, sing it to the world, boys. Come on, have at it.
I see a candlelight down in the little green valley, where morning glory vines are twining round my door. Oh, how I wish I was there tonight down in the little green valley, or then my homesick heart would trouble me no more. There's only one thing ever gives me consolation, and that's a dream that I'll be going back someday. And every night down upon my knees I pray the Lord to please take me back to that little old green valley far away. Thank you. dream that I'll be going back someday. And every night down upon my knees, I pray the Lord to please take me back to that little old green valley far away.
Oh, yeah. You know, honest Jack, when you sing music like that, I just want to cut loose and wear out the good old sod in a pair of boots.
Well, we'll save you that trouble, boss, and give you a chance to express yourself by singing a soli for us.
Oh, yeah, come on. Well, all right, but I warn you, I won't be cheated out of my dance. Come on, Shorty, show 'em how that cheese box can stretch.
I'm so homesick and weary. Do you wonder why I pine? It's the call of the Rockies within this heart of mine. Can you picture a cabin nestled on a cypress dome? It's the call of the Rockies that's a-calling me back home. Look at the moon, look at the stars, and those canyons deep and blue. Look at the streams dancing along in that paradise come true. And there's someone who's waiting where the sweet wild roses twine. It's the call of the Rockies within this heart of mine.
Hey, boss, they tell me you got a ticket from the police when you was in town the other day.
Say, can you imagine me on horseback getting a traffic ticket for not holding out my hand when I went around the corner?
Yeah, that's the rules. But why didn't you hold out your hand, boss?
Great Caesars, Jack. If the fella behind me couldn't see me and my horse, how in tarnation would you expect him to see my hand?
Well, I guess you're right at that, boss.
Say, by any chance, would you fellas be trying to hold up my dance tune?
Not on your life, boss. Not if I have to whistle for you.
Well, seeing as how you got two teeth out in front, Curly, I'm afeard we'd both be failures. Better play it on the fiddle than that blow jigger. Come on, folks. Choose your partners and all hands round. How's you getting along with his love affair?
Well, he was doing fine the last time I heard, boss. He told me he got up nerve enough to ask his girl out to dine in a restaurant.
You don't say. Mm-hmm. Say, he's making headway.
Yeah, but during the meal, he said he was embarrassed.
How come?
Oh, they served cottage cheese salad with the meal, and Shug found a splinter of wood in his salad, and he called the proprietor and said, "Hey, mister, there's a splinter of wood in this cottage cheese." Yeah. And the proprietor says, "Well, what do you want for a dime, a whole cottage?"
You know, I think, boys, you better sing before Shug changes his mind about getting hitched.
All right, boss, but first we got to have the very latest poem.
Yeah, come on, boss, I'll listen to every line.
See, I don't like the way you say that, Jack, but remember, I'm a-watching you. In the Garden of Eden, planted by God, there was goodly trees in the springing sod, trees of beauty and height and grace, to stand in splendor before his face. Apple and hickory, ash and pear, oak and beech and the orchid rare, the trembling aspen, the noble pine, the sweeping elm by the river line, trees for the birds to build and sing, and the lilac tree for joy in the spring. He made them of every grain and girth for the use of man in the garden of earth. And then, lest the soul should not lift her eyes from the gift to the giver of paradise, on the crown of a hill, for all to see, God planted a scarlet maple tree. There you are.
Well, now that the boss has that off his chest, a little music with sweet harmony will put him right back on his feet again.
Why, confound your impudence, you young upstart, you are.
See, you wall-eyed pike, you even get on the boss's nerves.
Never mind, boss. Someday I'll read some of Curly's poems to you.
In my old cabin home in the mountain, there's a lamp in the window tonight. All my neighbors and friends in the mountain come to read every letter I write. From that little white church by the hillside, their prayers seem to guide me right to my old cabin home. That lamp in the window tonight. From that little white church by the hillside, their prayers seem to guide me right to my old cabin home in the mountain, to that lamp in the window
by this way again, be sure and visit with us. You're welcome, you know. So long.